Well, praise God. I am so glad that each one of you have joined us. And what we're going to do, I am going to open us up in prayer, and I'll pass the call along. Father, we come before you in the matchless name of our Son, of our King, your Son. And Lord God, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And Father, I thank you for every man and woman and child that comes on this call, Father, and for our family members, Lord. Thank you for the woman or man of God that's going to bring the word forward, Father. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father, and thank you for Artist Life. We thank you, we honor you, we exalt your holy name, and we know this call will go unhindered, uninterrupted. We are ready to receive the word that's coming forward in the mighty name of Jesus. I love each one of you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, Prayer General.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning on the Master's Call. And I tell you, it's such a blessing to hear your voice this morning, and with the joy of the Lord in your voice. Amen. And good morning, TMC family. I tell you, it's such a blessing to be here before you on this rainy, stormy Tuesday morning. I think Dr. Vanessa sent it our way this morning. But anyway, we're so grateful that you have joined us this morning here on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. And I reside here, whether you know it or not, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And we're so grateful that you have joined us this morning. And let me tell you a little bit about ourselves. We started back in 2010. And I tell you, these two anointed and appointed women of God started this call back in October 2010, and they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Dimples. And then we have our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle. And we're so grateful that they said yes and has continued this call every Monday through Friday here at 8 a.m., Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. Now, also, you just might want to invite some family, some friends, and loved ones, and coworkers, and tell them it's a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. We also established on a scripture, and it is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have an enrichment statement, which is definitely powerful. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, again, invite someone to this call and tell them, get blessed, get this blessing. Now, we also have a website, which we are having challenges with right now, but I'm sure it's going to be operable. Once again, it's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of the speakers and great information that would definitely help you along the way. Now, our theme for the year is in 2017, God, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. And we're believing God that he's going to do great and mighty things with us this year, which is a victorious year. Now, also, we also encourage you, if you think that you want to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. We just love hosting and greeting. Now, you heard Minister Robbins greet this morning, and I'm hosting right now. So if you just want to share and have a word from the Lord, we want to hear it. Please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started this company was many of us have been blessed to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company that's been assisting people around the world as well as around the country to get healthy again. and through some awesome, awesome products. And that company is Artist International, which is now called Artist Life. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 26 years ago. And we are so excited because we are facing, in less than 2 weeks, Extravaganza, which is our one of our big conferences that's going to be held at the LAX Sheraton in Los Angeles, California. So we would love to see your face in the place. Get your tickets. They're very reasonable, only $44. So, and bring somebody with you. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessing. And also, we're going to have a service, Sunday service, that Sunday morning. So if you want to be a part of that service, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will definitely contact you. Now, again, that's going to be March 3rd through the 5th. So get on board with us, March 3rd through the 5th in Los Angeles, California at the LAX Sheraton. Now, I tell you, I'm so grateful to God that we have a wonderful, wonderful lady that has been a part of this awesome, awesome ministry. I tell you, every time I see her, she's always intact. So I'm getting out of the way because I want to introduce to you and present to you this woman of God. I tell you, every time she opens her mouth, she's being a blessing to somebody. She's always thinking of somebody else when it comes to praying for someone. She's always giving words of wisdom and letting people know how good God has been to her. One thing I do recall about her is that she said that this call brought her back to the Lord, and what a blessing it is. And so when she started speaking to people, she didn't realize that she was ministering all along. And I told her, you're given a word from the Lord every time you open your mouth. So guess what? God is using you, and others need to hear you. So I am so thankful to God that she stepped up and said, I am here, whatever the Lord would have me to do. We call her our Silver Fox. She resides in Indianapolis, Indiana. She is always at every conference, shining like a star. She is always blessing others by telling us what God is doing in her family. So I'm getting out of the way to present to you and introduce to others none other than our Silver Fox out of Indianapolis, Indiana, none other than Minister Jackie. Jackie, Minister Jackie, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that beautiful and loving introduction. I so love you and appreciate you, and I appreciate the encouragement that you have given to me. You have just been an inspiration to me, and I thank God that he has placed you in my life. And I'd like to give a shout-out to our greeter this morning, Minister Robin. It was so wonderful to hear that voice this morning, that voice that was so full of love and cheering and greeting and seating everyone as we come before God to get what thus says the Lord. So as Minister Brenda told you, I do not see myself as a minister, so to speak, but I do know that God has asked us all to be ministers in the marketplace and to share what he has given to us. So this morning, let us go before the Lord in prayer before I start this message. God, I thank you. I thank you for being my God. I thank you for loving me, that you would give your life for me. I thank you for each and every caller on this line. And right now, God, I ask you to speak through me. Use me as your vessel. Let this message be an encouragement to someone listening on the line, someone that needs to hear your voice. Use me to speak to them. And God, I ask your anointing on this blessing, on this message. I ask your anointing on your people. We shall forever praise you and love you and magnify you. Amen and amen. Well, this morning, I just want to ask you a question. Do you really know what love is? You know, I looked up the meaning I Googled the meaning of love, and what I got was, what is the meaning of love? An intense feeling or deep affection, a great interest and pleasure in something, an affectionate greeting conveyed to someone on one's behalf, informal or formal ending of an affectionate letter, a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone, and in tennis or squash and some other sports, it is a score of 0. But this morning, I'd like to tell you what real love is. In reading these different definitions, I found it a bit interesting because never any explanations that was given did it ever say love was a mandate or love was God. With the aforementioned explanations, it is a little easier to understand when we say we love someone or even love God. Or God does not love us. That you may know or hear someone say, no one loves me. Or I don't even love them anymore. I don't love this person anymore. Why? Because we often base our love on what someone has done or has not done or is doing to us. And we base it on our emotions and our feelings. To know true love is to know God. So God loves you. He always has, and he always will. And so my message today is God loves you. And understand, there is nothing you can do about it. God is love, and he indeed loves us. It may sound strange to us that anyone would doubt this, but in some religions, God is portrayed as personal, and he is not a giving or loving God, but he is a God of one that is that demonstrates and demands satisfaction, that he requires from something from you in order to receive his love or his attention or to receive his favor. But the Bible offers a different picture. 1 John 4:8-16 says, God is love. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. What does it mean when it says God is love? It does not mean saying simply that God loves, although that is true. But God's love is the very essence of God, moral nature. God himself is love, and this is not one of his attributes, but God is who God is. His love is who God is. God is the definition of what true love is, and he is the source of true love. If you were to ask somebody to tell you, what is love? Will they immediately reply, God is love? Or will they repeat some of the descriptions that I have read to you earlier? Or will they give you some other definition of love? But we all know, being true believers of God, that God is the question, that God is not, that he is love. And so if I had asked you this question before, what would you have told me? Would you have told me that God is love? God is so different than what is viewed in our culture today. When we open our Bibles today and read about love, it would paint a very different picture of what we expound upon love. See, we base our love on what somebody is doing for us or has done for us, and we make our love conditional. But God's love is unconditional. So God's love is free, and is spontaneous. He has chosen to love us because he is love. He is the epitome of love. Everything about God is love. In Romans 5, 6, and 8, for when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for you, an unrighteous person, but a righteous man such as God, through his, he died for us so that we might live. But God demonstrates his own kind of love within us. Christ died for us. Love manifested itself when he gave his life for us. His love is eternal. His love is the beginning and the end. And there is no time boundaries on his love, of his love. On Revelations 1 and 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God. Who is and who was and who is to come? The Almighty. God's name is I Am. And I Am just covers every specter of everything. His love is unlimited. He fills the heavens and the earth with his love. There are no boundaries, according to Acts 17, 27, and 28. God did this so they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. Though he is not far from anyone, for it is in him we live, move, and have our being. Where God is love is no, where God is, love is, no matter where you go. His love is unchanging. Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, and I do not change. And Psalm 33:11 says, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. And then Psalms 102:27 says, but you remain the same, and your years will never end. So God will always love you, no matter what. You can't do anything to stop his love from coming to you. He loved you before you were even created, and he'll love you all eternity. How wonderful to know that because God is unchanging, his love is unchanging. His love is constant and continue. We sometimes say to people, I love you. Later on to say, I don't love you anymore, and I have to move on. But we don't have to worry with that from God, because there's nothing you can do to change it. He just loves you no matter what. The Bible tells us to love one another. God never tires of us. He is constant. Even if we decide we have had enough of him, he will still love us anyway. We say sometimes we love unconditionally, but that's only depending on what's happening in our life at that moment, because that unconditional love can change at any time for us, but with God, it never changes. His love is just so wonderful, so great, and loving, but God will never leave us nor forsake us, and his love will carry us through every situation that we are in. God loves those who love him. He loves the world. He commanded his love towards us. He loves us all with a mighty love. He loves you through good times, through the bad times. Even when he's correcting you, he loves you. It's just like your parents. Your parents, when you got in trouble and they punished you, and they would tell you at the time of punishing it, that I'm doing this because I love you. And if your parents can love you that way, just imagine the love that God has for you, himself. He loves us even so much that in John 3:16 he said that God loves us even though that in he gave us his only begotten son. And then in Romans 5:8 it says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he gave his life for us. And, you know, I would like to think that I love my children so much that if it came to it that I would sacrifice my life for them. But being put in that moment, would I really? Would any of you really lay down your life for someone else? Now, it's very easy for us to say that, and we actually feel that type of love for our children. But when it came to that point, would we really give up our life? But God loved us so much that he gave his life for us. He gave us his son, and his son gave us our love and gave us so much love. So in closing, it says, how do I know God loves me? Well, I am not Tiffany, but I'm going to make an attempt to let you know just a little bit, and it's so simple. And I think each and every one of you will recognize this on the line. And as I am working in the daycare, a lot of times when I'm putting the children to sleep, I let them know that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. So if you read in the Word, you will know that love of God. It is just so simple. So do you love God? God is a great God. There is no other way but to love him. So greater is love. Has no one than this, to lay down his life for us. God loves you. I've come to let you know this morning that God loves each and every one of you, and that love will sustain you through any situation in life. I now turn the call back over to the host. Host, are you there?
Minister Jackie Henderson, what a beautiful, beautiful voice. Oh, my goodness. God bless you, and thank you for that powerful message this morning on God's love. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here with chills on my arm because it was such a pleasant surprise to hear that voice this morning telling us how God loves us and the magnitude of God's love. Good morning again, TMC family. I know you want to share this message with someone. So in order to do so, you can give them this number, 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same. 957-677-POUND. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you, oh God, that you have brought us together once more and again this morning to say thank you, to say we love you, and thank you for your love, oh God. Thank you, Father, that you loved us so much that you gave your very own. And we glorify you, Father, because we don't take it in, and we don't take it for granted, oh God, because we didn't know what true love was, Father, until you manifested in our lives.
So, Lord, we ask you this day and the days to come that you continue to allow your love to flow through us. Let us focus on you, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you for this woman of God who have blessed us tremendously, O God, telling us about the magnitude of your love. And we ask that you pour back virtues of peace and joy and love and goodness and mercy and everything that our hearts desire, O God. We know you told us in your word that if whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, that you will grant it. So we thank you, O God, that you're granting her everything she needs, everything she desires, Lord God. If she delights herself in you, we know that you'll give her the desires of her heart. We thank you, O God, for everything that you're doing, blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, blessing her children and her children's children, and even the children that she works with, O God. We thank you for your anointing being planted around her surroundings everywhere she goes. Father God, we thank you, O God, for our Dr. Vanessa and our Dr. PK. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and keep them in perfect peace. We ask you, Father, that you give them the love that flows around them, Lord God, that your love will overtake them, O God, and that you will strengthen them in every area of their lives. We thank you for Mother Joseph, Father God, as you strengthen her and keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you, O God. We thank you, O God, for Artist Life, Artist International. We ask that you continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family and all those, Lord God, that are leading, and Alejandro and Elvia, Father God, we ask a special blessing upon them, that you strengthen them, that you keep them, Lord God, as they focus their eyes on you, O God. We glorify you, Father, for everything that you're doing for this magnificent extravaganza. We know, Father God, that your hands are in it, so we ask you, Father, just get you some glory in the midst of it, O God. We thank you for blessing those that are traveling to and from the extravaganza, those that are planning, that feel like they don't have, Lord God. We thank you, Father, in advance that you're supplying the need this very hour. We glorify you, Father, for every person on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them. Keep them, Father God. Let them know, Father, that you care for them. And there's no love, no love greater than yours, O God, that they can saturate themselves in your love by staying on your word, believing your word, trusting your word, and walking your word in their everyday lives. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah. And Lord, bless those that are sick and shut in. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We call those that are going through bereavement times, Lord God, that they are comforted and sustained in your love, O God. We glorify you, Father, for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, to hear this call again is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. I tell you, I didn't get to tell you about the new morning motivational call, which comes right after this call. You want to hear what Artist Life is all about and how we're being blessed. You hear the vital information that's taking place in Artists. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-400-pound. The pin is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. Well, we're so thankful that you have joined us this morning. We're so grateful for the word that has come before us about the magnitude of God's love. So we thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord and the joy of the Lord in your voice. Thank you so much, and thank you again, Minister Jackie Henderson, for blessing us with that powerful word this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Minister Brenda, and to each and every listener on this call, go to God's word, read God's word, ingest his word, live his word, and revel in his love, for God loves each and every one of you. Share that love with everyone that you meet. Don't just make it another word with no meaning, but share God's word and his love with everyone that you meet. I look forward to hearing you and listening to you again on the call tomorrow. God bless each and every one of you, and know that I love you too. Amen.